Chantal Palm.
Hi.
How's it?
I'm doing great.
Listen, doll, today we're going to do another one of those desert island things.
I can't wait.
Our guest is going to be mine host, Trevor Wolf from Al Pescador. He's got some lovely stuff to tell us and some lovely tunes to play us.
I can't wait to hear it.
And we will find out a lot more about Trevor Wolf. If you thought you knew him or you have never met him, you're going to be surprised. He's quite an eloquent chap.
Eloquent.
Elegant as well.
Elegant as well, but eloquent.
He's been around the block, old Trevor. You'll see. That's coming up at 4:15. What else is happening? But Steve Honeysett's reporting back on things that go splish splash. I was taking a bath.
We don't have any news yet on the spill. Nothing as yet.
No, that's also the president shocked about that, I'm sure. holding a commission of inquiry. And we're going to be playing some of the best music. At least we know. We've got some fabulous music lined up. We've got news on the hour. And we've got lots to keep you entertained on this edition of The Afternoon Show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota, Balito. We start with Van Halen, Dancing the Night Away. It's 3:06.
Thank you.
Travis Taylor up on the roof. It's 12 and a half minutes, nearly 13 minutes past 3 o'clock. And you know what? There is absolutely no sign of our host with the most, Mr. Trev. I'm going to have to get him on the line and remind him. I think maybe he's forgotten that it's Wednesday.
It's or maybe he's making an elegant late entrance.
You think
a
so?
Memorable one. Oh, one to remember.
Here's hoping, hey? It's the afternoon show on 88FM. I'm Dave Charles.
I'm Chantal Palm.
And we're so glad that you decided to join us on this happy Wednesday. We've got some fabulous entertainment coming your way. Stay close, won't ya?
At AC/DC Express Palito, there are some excellent specials available in store right now while stocks last. Great deals are available on lights and lighting, and with the electricity supply becoming increasingly intermittent, there are great specials on solar panels, inverter kits, batteries, chargers, and controllers. Buy any Gavis brand product to the value of 5,000 Rand at AC/DC Express and stand a chance to win a brand new Ford Ranger for your business. AC/DC Express, for everything electrical.
For a stationery store that keeps it local and lekker, Tinettin Skryfbehoeftes is the stationer for all your stationery needs. We offer quality products at competitive prices, and our range of stationery, cartridges and office machines is always growing, so you can find exactly what you're looking for. We are stockers of all major brands, and our delivery to our corporate clients is free from Ballito to Palm Lakes. T's and C's apply. Visit Tinettin at Crowthorne Corner, Garlic Drive, Ballito, or call us on 032-586-1690.
The Heartbeat. Belito 88.0.
18 minutes past 3 o'clock and we're still waiting for Trevor Wolf to arrive for our desert island to date. I haven't been in touch with him on the phone. Obviously, the long weekend kind of threw the calendar of it. He is on the way. We hopefully will be up very, very soon.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis.
Of me, and I look round in a state of
Jamaica, there with 10cc's Dreadlock Holiday at 26 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock. Four Non-Blondes, what's up in front of that one? And Sophie's Immaterial, tripling your music on a Wednesday. And now, it's time for another episode of Desert Island Bolito, where we introduce you to a celebrity guest who'll be theoretically stranded on a desert island with just 5 songs of their choice, a book, and a real or fictional living or dead guest of their own to pass the time with. Discover what makes them tick, what inspires them, and the music that has shaped who they are today on Desert Island Bolito. And our Desert Island guest today is popular local restaurateur Trevor Wolf. Lovely
Hi,
to see
how you
again, Trevor. It's always a pleasure to welcome you to the 88 FM Radio Life and Style
Thank
Studio
you.
Because you're a mensch, as they say, one of the nice people in Bolito.
Thank you.
And we're delighted to have you as our very special, honored desert island subject for today. And you know the game, 5 tunes, and these are the tunes that really have formed important aspect of your life.
Yep.
They are the soundtrack to your life. So you're going to be stranded theoretically on this desert island. 5 tunes is all you can take with you, 1 book and 1 special guest. So welcome to it, Trevor, and let's launch straight in. You've got 5 songs. You're going to be there for an awfully long time. They're going to go round and round. So what would be your first choice?
My first choice is, my gosh, I haven't got my notes yet.
we're looking really good. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take it back a little bit. Let's say, Trevor Wolf, for those that don't know you, give us a little bit of personal history. Where did you come from? How did you get into the restaurant business?
He found them.
And you know, really, what has been some of what have been some of the milestones along the journey that you've learned from that maybe you could share with us and inspire others from?
Okay, I'm here. It's a 100-meter dash that killed me, I think. Anyway, I'm here. Okay, so came from Cape Town from humble beginnings. Came to Bolito on a dream of starting a restaurant with friends of mine that owned Mariners in that time. It was quite a famous restaurant in its time.
Did you always want to be a restaurateur?
I really just wanted to survive in life in the beginning, to be honest with you.
Well, no, that's an interesting thing because a lot of folk have got a passion in life. Yeah. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a vet. I want to be a who knows what. And there are those that really want to be in the food business, but that wasn't you.
No, I wanted to really just be something. I was for 10 years in the hi-fi TV video industry for amazing companies. You'll know them all, Bose, TIAC, Tascam, Sony, worked studios. But I kind of realized, looking at the old men trudging down the street, that I didn't want to be one of those with big feet and large suitcases. So I always kind of felt I had to work for myself. And my break in life came through when a friend of mine from Phillips, Peter, joined his brother-in-law Mariners, and I came out on holiday, and they said, let's open an Italian restaurant, and I knew nothing about food, really. And yes, it started, we were driving back, my wife, myself, 8-month-old child, through the Karoo, I remember well. And I said to her, what about opening a restaurant? And she's quite an amazing motivator. She said, let's do it. I knew nothing about food.
No, you know, that's an incredible story, because there are many that have been passionate about food, that have been trained chefs, cooks, call them what you want, that have opened restaurants and have failed dismally. You, who have no background in the food industry, opened a restaurant, and I'm sure it was through enormous amount of hard work and drive, but you've made it work, because... Correct me if I'm wrong, but Al Pescatore is one of the oldest restaurants in Bolito. Yeah,
32 years now.
Wow.
Now that crazy, is, that's, that's, that wow. is,
I mean, and still delicious food. It never, ever,
we'll unpack the premise in just a while. Mm. But, you know, so the story is that we've got to now land you back on the island with a couple of tunes. So let's go there, which will be...
So my first tune definitely comes from my past. I was a crazy guy in Cape Town, and I had a best friend called Eric, and we used to... paint the town every night red, and it was a wonderful time. It really was, because there weren't roadblocks, there was no fighting, there weren't drugs, we just had a good time. And one of my favorite bands was Talking Heads, and it's The Road to Nowhere.
Talking Heads, On the Road to Nowhere. Well, that was obviously not prophetic in your case.
No.
Luckily.
Yes. Good times.
So there you were in Cape Town in the 80s, on the road to...
No.
Well, let's just say it was a time. It was a place. It was a
wonderful time.
It could have gone either way. You could get into a lot of trouble in Cape Town in the 80s, but you luckily deviated, took a short left, and headed away from Cape Town towards the north coast of KZN.
No, not yet. Then my dad lived overseas, and every year I'd go and visit my dad, and this is where the next song comes, Dire Straits. so far away. And I met my wife in Germany, where my dad lived. It was my wife then. It was this hot chick. And
So you of German stock?
Yes, yes. German and Spanish on my mom's side. I'm a bit of a brock, but don't tell anyone. So
no choice. Your dad is it was German.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you speak German?
Kann Deutsch werden, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so I met my wife overseas in Germany. We didn't have cell phones in those days. We had this wonderful whirlwind romance for a few weeks, or not weeks, even days, actually. And then I flew back to Cape Town, and this song has such a meaning because she was so far away, and we used to talk on the phone. My phone bills were astronomical in those days. And then one day she came out and kind of never left. Still, yeah.
Desert Island Bolito with our very special guest, Trevor Wolf, the host with the most from El Pescador. And we're going through the catalogue of tunes that you would take with you on this desert island adventure. So far, we've been through two of your five songs, and the story continues. So now you found the love of your life, but she's so far away. You're writing sonnets in the moonlight and making midnight phone calls, and the telephone bills keep creeping. But how did you then eventually persuade her to join you?
I lied. she came out to South Africa. I don't know if she fell in love with me or the country, probably a little bit of both. And yeah, eventually we got married, life carried on. We had a child, came to Bolito to open this crazy idea of having a restaurant and not knowing how to fry egg. And that's why.
Let's backtrack a little bit. So you opened a restaurant, you couldn't cook, you couldn't fry an egg. How? What did you decide? How did you put a menu together?
I'll tell you. I had a partner called Keith Henley and Mariners. He really knew his stuff.
Oh, so one of you knew the food.
No, he knew his stuff. He trained in Rhodesia in those days, and he helped me a bit. I hated it. The first year, I hated it. I missed my family. I missed rugby. I missed not going to parties. Yeah, I mean, it's such a commitment. I don't think people ever realize how committed you've got to be in this industry. You work weekends when everyone's having fun. You can't even go to funerals. It's quite sad. But anyway, and I read recipe books like people read newspapers. I read recipe books one after the other. And it took time, and I made a lot of mistakes, but got there slowly, still learning.
So you hated it. What changed?
Necessity, I think. I always say you start a restaurant, you own the restaurant, and then eventually the restaurant owns you, and that's kind of where I am today. It's an adrenaline thing. I don't know if I could ever, well, definitely not retire yet because I'd go crazy. There's so much in the restaurant game. It becomes a part of life. Your friends are in the game. You party late at night when other people are sleeping. The adrenaline of running an operation and it's crazy. It's through the Richter scale because it's high intensity for about 2 hours every day. So most restaurateurs really go off between, let's say, 6:30 and 8:30, and it's crazy. And when that's finished, you're on such a high. It's addictive.
It's a bit like the entertainment game.
It is.
Where, you know, back in the day, there was you used to perform for 8 to midnight. That was the circuit. Yeah. You did four sets, 45 minutes with a 15-minute break, and then to midnight. And at midnight, everyone ended. But you were fired up. Absolutely. You've played. If it's been a good night, you're as wired as from the adrenaline and the excitement. Yeah. If it's been a bad night, you're wanting to commiserate. But all the entertainment would come together in the middle.
You can't stop.
Yeah. So they would then, you know, midnight would be the start.
The start
of
our
social
time. Yes.
For the rest of the day. Well, then you'd, you know, could, if you could sleep till whenever. But I was working as a musician when I was studying at university, so I play all night. And then try
study
and,
all day.
Well, try. Yeah, that's why it took me a long time to get through. But we're talking about you, not me. So there it is. We're back on our desert island, and we've been fascinated so far with the story. You claim now, obviously, that it's from a needs must, and from hating what you started off, you've built a life. Has it been? Is it good for you now? Is it good to you now?
I love it. I really do. It has its moments, like any industry does. But I love the relationships I've built there. You know, you just say relationships. It's not relationships. I've probably served four generations of families. I know their likes, their dislikes, who eats what. I've seen their kids grow up and have their own families. And it's wonderful, but I'll give you a good example. This weekend, of course, being a long weekend, it went crazy. The rush that at the end of the night, you sit with your manager, you bounce a pizza and nail a few beers and try and get home before curfew, and it's always difficult, and it's just such a feeling. I mean, and then you still can't sleep. So then, you know, you sit in front of a TV and then you pass out at 12 o'clock at night, and the next morning you're up again and off you go.
So it's been a good life. You've managed to raise a gorgeous daughter. Your marriage is strong.
Good.
You've got good friends. You're living in a marvelous town. We've just seen examples of that recently, how the town comes together.
Yeah.
You've been through a tough time as well as a restaurant. It's been very, very hard with lockdown. But you've been able to keep your spirits buoyant. And we're back on our island. What would be your next choice of
food? This group, and I've seen her live as well. She's amazing. M People. My amazing friend Warren Highland, who used to work for Spur here, and a lot of people still remember him, he introduced me to M People. And this song, Just For You, tells you about what I'm talking about, the commitment to your business, a commitment to your marriage, commitment to love. I love this song. It's just beautiful.
Can I be a bit of a stickler and say that I didn't have that on the list?
Oh, hell.
I had Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good?
No.
Well, I had Cover Me in Sunshine and Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Power of Love.
Yeah, well, I'm naughty here because I did actually put more in. But so Nick Kershaw, again, it's one of my favorite 80s songs. This, again, is about the restaurant. Wouldn't it be nice? I always think of, you know, people always go, wow, restauranteering, it's so romantic, it's so wonderful. And it's always, wouldn't it be nice on the other side? It's not always nice on the other side. As I said, the first two years was really tough. And this kind of reminds me of how I felt in the beginning. Wouldn't it be nice? I was thinking of the guys at rugby while I was serving tables. my friends at weddings when I was working. And this is kind of saying, wouldn't it be nice on the other side?
Kind of a product of the 80s, Trevor.
Without a doubt.
Musical taste doesn't go much beyond or much before that. I mean, you haven't got any nursery rhymes that are formative or any kind of little ditties that your grandpa sang.
My mom was a crazy girl and she once wrote something for my daughter. Nursery rhymes, all naughty ones, and I won't even repeat them. And we got a phone call from the creche saying, we've got a problem with your daughter. Could you please come in? Because she'd written this all out for her. The Mary Mary Had a Little Lamb ones. I'm sure you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, right.
Oh my God. They were terrible. And we had to apologize.
So this is your mother writing naughty...
My mom called herself a bohemian. She was crazy. She had long, dark hair, white streak. She was off the Richter scale. She was wonderful.
My kind of woman. I love that.
She was incredible.
I love that.
Well, let's divert a little bit away from the music. And you're going to be on this desert island for a while. You're allowed to take one book with you. What would that be?
Yeah, the book was The Elephant Whisperer. It's purely because I love animals, and what he says is so true. He says we're all so connected, and I think we forget that quite often. So the way the plants, animals, the humans are so connected. He's got the story, I think, of the baobab tree, that when the...
You're talking about the author of the book now, Lawrence Anthony.
Yes, yes, and okay. He talks about how when the elephants eat the tree, they start giving off a tannin and the other trees pick it up and they start giving off a tannin. So eventually they stop eating the tree because the one tree stole the other tree.
Because it becomes unpalatable. It's bitter.
We've got a problem here. We're being attacked. And that's a tree. And there's wonderful stories about his dog and the monkeys and the how the monkeys teased the dog until the dog killed one monkey. They never teased the dog again. About the elephants coming when he had died. They came to the house to show their, what would you call it, their sympathy.
Their grief.
Their grief.
That is passing.
Goosebumps.
No, it's incredible. It's a book you've got to read.
Wow. You actually met the author, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I did.
Was he just an interesting guy?
Amazing. Very humble. He's got a French wife, which is, she's amazing as well. She's dynamic and a tall blonde woman. Speech with this French accent. The food there is incredible. Tula. And he was about to go to
Iraq.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Iraq. to save a zoo, which he did. And he did it with virtually nothing, and he got it right. Animals that were, you should have seen the lions, how emancipated they were. It was terrible. And he saved that zoo in the middle of a war.
So you've read The Elephant Whisperer. You could read it again and again and again because you're going to be on that island for a while.
Definitely.
Right, back to the music. We've got two more tunes to go until we set off on the adventure. What would tune number four be? And why?
Tune number four, Pink, Cover Me in Sunshine. This is, it's happened recently. My daughter got married and she picked some songs and she said, Dad, the song I want to dance with you is firstly, I want to talk like you, walk like you, Jungle Book, and then into this wonderful Pink song. And it's a beautiful song because it tells the love of a mother and a child, and a father and a daughter is the same thing. And it really is, it gets to me.
Mm-hmm. Quite a sentimental chap, really. Huh? You're a softie.
Yes, I am. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will.
From a distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hills. Wild flowers, they keep living a high, oh, they're just there still. I've been missing yesterday, but what if there's a better place? Cover me in sunshine.
Pink and Willow Sage Heart, mother and daughter.
Beautiful song.
And you shared with us a photograph of you dancing with your daughter at the wedding, and both of you were overcome with emotion.
Yeah, I'll probably start crying now again.
Nicole is a very special daughter.
She's wonderful.
And you have a very special relationship, and I think you're very lucky like that. Huh?
I am. She's my life. She's wonderful. And my wife, don't. But, you know, a daughter and a father, I don't know if you're all like that, but gosh, it's special.
Well, absolutely. I think you're very lucky that you have that love in it's a little family, so you're very close. And now your daughter she's married, but you'll still remain close, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
And you could have taken her with you on the desert island, except maybe you had someone else in mind. I'm just thinking about that. Who would you spend your time with?
Okay, there's a guy called Louis Zapparini. This guy blew me away as well. And they made a film. What was the name of? He was a runner. Let me go all the way back. He was an Italian, came from a bad family very average family. He was a very naughty boy, kept on stealing and running away from the cops. And his brother, who kind of was an older brother, took him under his arms or wings and taught him how to run. He became an Olympic runner. His story is amazing. He ended up in the Second World War fighting the Japs. They were shot down in their bomber over the ocean, Pacific, I presume. And he spent with three other guys, and this is an interesting story. He spent with three other guys 47 days in a tiny raft. And the one guy that got into the raft said, I'm not going to make it. And he did die. And the other two survived purely by saying, I will not fail. I will win this and I will survive. And they did. And it got worse. I mean, they got caught. They were terribly, terribly abused. Went to concentration camps where he was mentally abused because they knew he was an Olympic runner. And he survived this all. He came back to America, became an alcoholic. He met Billy Graham, turned to God, and the rest of his life he actually went preaching and teaching people about forgiveness and the power of inner self in God, and it's an amazing story.
Wow, so he would be your companion.
He would definitely be my companion.
And he knows how to survive as well.
Yeah, he's a survivor.
He's a survivor.
Interesting. I had no idea. And so we come to your final selection. Musically, for the Desert Island Adventure, what would your final of the five tunes be?
Everyone's going to think I'm a softy, but this to me is the finest love song ever, ever written. The band, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, I'm sure you've heard a lot about the band. And I think this was a song about basically God's commitment and love to us. You know, looking at the video and everything, and that's what it is. It's about believing, and this is a beautiful love song.
Well, Trevor, thank you for sharing those wonderful memories, thoughts, ideas. We've learned about you today.
Yeah,
more
thank
than
you.
You're much deeper than I realized, and much softer as well.
I kind of almost shed a tear at one point.
Yes,
you know, talking about your daughter because I.
Thank you for joining us, and enjoy your stay on the desert island.
Thank you very much.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. I feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels, they keep bad at bay, love is the light, scaring darkness away, yeah, I'm so in love with you, purge the soul.